people who buy Christmas trees have a choice, real or fake. The companies selling each type of tree are trying to convince consumers that theirs is better. Anna King of the Northwest News Network reports on the online ad campaigns they're waging.
That smell, that wonderful fresh Christmas tree smell.
The Christmas tree farm industry will spend more than $1 million this year asking you to keep it real.
It's Christmas! Keep it real!
It's like the Got Melt campaign. These online videos are developed and paid for by tree growers. The whole program is overseen by the USDA. One of those growers is about an hour south of Portland, Oregon, Casey Grogan. His crews are working to cut and ship about 60,000 Christmas trees in just 10 days. Grogan's is one of several commercial Christmas tree farms in the foothills of Oregon's Cascade Mountains. He's lived here his whole life. But even some of his lifelong friends in town have started to buy fake trees.
I just kind of scoff at it and ask them, you know, what are you doing? Come on, you know, you're an outdoors person. How come you have an artificial tree?
They usually tell him it's just easier. And the artificial tree industry is telling everybody that too.
Real or artificial, there's no bad choice when it comes to picking out the perfect Christmas tree for your family this season. Think about things like price point and seasonal allergies when picking out your tree this year.
That's an online video from the American Christmas Tree Association, based in LA.
We're very agnostic when it comes to Christmas trees. We do believe that it's a personal choice.
Jamie Warner says her association represents manufacturers and retailers of real and artificial trees. And she insists all Christmas trees are good Christmas trees. But when it comes to artificial ones, she's up on all the trends.
There's new technology on artificial trees. They're better than ever. The trees can come pre-fluffed. They're flip trees and snap trees that assemble in seconds, and they can look remarkably real.
Her organization says people snapped up more than 21 million plastic trees in the U.S. last year. Her association's operating budget is under $200,000, but some big artificial tree companies are doing their own marketing. For example, this season, the artificial tree company Balsam Hill is sponsoring the Hallmark Channel and the holiday tour of the singer-songwriter Jewel. So tree growers continue to answer back with their own online videos.
Years from now, which do you think you'll remember the best?
Assembling an artificial tree you pulled from the attic.
Or going out as a family to select the right tree for you.
Or as farmer Casey Grogan would say,
you want your kids to grow up with a fake tree and a fake life?
We know where he stands on it. Behind that frustration is the market share the artificial tree industry has already won. Even his local farm supply store just down the road has started to sell fake trees. For Grogan, it means uncertainty. It takes about a decade for his noble firs to grow. And because so many people buy artificial trees now, this year, it's hard for him to estimate how many to plant. For NPR News, I'm Anna King, outside of Silverton, Oregon. Thank you.